Turning to sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Ellen.
And the Matildas into the Asian Cup final and up against Japan again.
Yeah, look, it's going to be... We did say this was going to be a tantalising final if it did eventuate the other day. We didn't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. Now we can, because Australia has beaten South Korea 2-1 and Japan, in extra time, that must be said, beat China 2-1. That could be a bonus for the Australians ahead of the final, the fact that the Japanese would have had to expend a little bit more energy. Now, last night, overnight, in fact, it was early this morning when this game finished, Australia... Well, it was nil-all at half-time. Australia then, early in the second half, took the lead through one of those... Yet another of those wonderful long-range goals from Katrina Gori. There's not much of this woman, but boy, when she connects with the ball, it goes like a rocket into the back of the net. But then... Korea sort of were the benefactors. They're saying they benefited from a pretty questionable penalty decision. I had a look at it on the television as Michelle Heyman brought down one of the Koreans, the referee Rita Binti Gani, who comes from Malaysia. She awarded a shot from the penalty spot and that was converted. So it was then up to the Matildas to try something to win the game. It was a set shot across the face of the goal, and Elise Kellen Knight, she's played 46 times for the Matildas and never scored a goal. Well, in the 77th minute, she got a first. A pretty timely goal for her and for the Matildas, who will now, as we said, play the Japanese in the final of the Asian Cup. And the Australians as the defending champions, the Japanese as the world champions. It's a juicy match-up.
And Cadel Evans finished third overnight. Does he still have a chance of winning the Italian race I can't pronounce?
Giro d'Italia, Ellen. Look, he is still a chance. It was a little bit disconcerting in the time trial. Rigoberto Urán won it. He's from Colombia. He won it, and he won it in sensational time, and that's put him ahead of Evans overall. Evans was wearing the Maglia Rosa, and I don't know whether that put him off or whatever it was, but he actually went off the road a couple of times. But in the final third of the time trial, he sort of got himself back together again, and as you said, he finished third. Look, the stage tonight, the 13th stage, is one where people competing for the general classification will take it a little bit easy after expending so much energy in the time trial. So it'll be when this race returns to the mountains, we'll see whether Cadel Evans, who of course has that wonderful lung capacity, those incredibly powerful legs, has the capacity to haul in Rigoberto Urán.
And tell me about Ian Chappell. What did you make of him saying last night, no cricketer can be above suspicion? What are we suspecting them of?
Well, it's match fixing and spot fixing. I think what Ian Chappell is saying is this is so serious that it could bring the game down. So if we're going to fix it, we've got to make sure everybody is above suspicion, and that means everyone's got to be under suspicion to start with until they're cleared, rather than just saying, oh, there's no problem, it's just a few bad apples.
Thanks very much for that, Warwick. Talk to you a little later.
Okay.